New PSPA support group in Bradford. Two volunteers launch a new PSPA support group to help people affected by PSP and CBD in Bradford. PSPA volunteers Katie Batty and Christine Falls decided to set up a new group in Bradford to help other families affected by PSP and CBD. Both Katie and Christine felt the frustration at the lack of knowledge about PSP and wanted to do something to support others living locally. Katie became a volunteer when her dad was diagnosed with PSP in 2023 after an earlier misdiagnosis of Parkinson's. Katie said, "Following the diagnosis, we felt really isolated, having never heard of PSP before. As a result, I felt a support group in our area would not only be able to help us as a family, but also ensure no other families feel alone. Dad did a lot of research into PSP. What he saw online shocked him, and he asked me to look into PSP and just tell him the bits I thought were relevant for now. So it's something I'm very sensitive about when talking to people at the group. When someone is newly diagnosed, I don't want them to feel overwhelmed with information relevant to those at a later stage of progression." The new group takes place every month in the local hospice that cares for Katie's dad. Katie said, "Our local hospice has been a huge support. Ever since Dad's initial Parkinson's diagnosis, he has had physiotherapy at the hospice and attends the weekly wellbeing group. Managing a condition like PSP feels so much harder because so few professionals are aware of it. When I saw an advert on Facebook asking for people to help set up PSPA support groups, I thought it was a good opportunity for me to use my relationships and connections, both at the hospice and also from my work as a trainee social worker, to help others affected by PSP and CBD. At the first meeting in December, 8 people came together to share experiences, information and support. Katie said, "It was lovely to see people at our first meeting. They tended to be at the earlier stage of their PSP journey. Everyone had a similar story in terms of delayed diagnosis and having to find out for themselves about the condition. One couple there said they had to get PSPA to provide them with information for their doctor. The physiotherapist, speech and language therapist, dietitian and Parkinson's nurse from the hospice dropped in and told everyone about services that were available. I'm hoping that we can have a professional at every meeting to talk about their work and how they can help support people with PSP and CBD. It's also been lovely to connect with Christine. We have so much in common and she has been a huge support with getting this group off the ground." Christine responded to a PSP advert and volunteered to be a helper at the group and support Katie. For Christine, it was the perfect time for her to volunteer, as she had recently retired from nursing. Christine's dad was diagnosed with PSP at 67, 6 years after symptom onset. Christine said, "Dad and I went to a PSPA support group, which we both found invaluable. It was so helpful to talk to others who were experiencing the same things as us. Dad's GP wasn't great, so we got a lot of our information from PSPA and the support group. Dad was given a continuing healthcare package that provided carers 3 times a day. This greatly supported Mum, who was his main carer, and with additional help from myself and my brother, we were able to keep him at home until he died. Dad died 8 years ago. Since then, I followed PSPA online and kept up to date with what the charity was doing. When I took early retirement from nursing, I saw an email from PSPA recruiting volunteers to help with a new support group. Getting involved felt like such a good way to repay all the help and support we received. It's been wonderful to support Katie in setting up the group. We really didn't know what to expect at the first meeting, but there was such a nice atmosphere. When the meeting ended, both Katie and I had such a sense of achievement. I initially volunteered to help others, but volunteering has had a huge positive impact on me. We know it will take a while for the group to build. I'm really looking forward to watching it develop. When Dad got his diagnosis of PSPA, in many ways we were lucky. I'd worked as a nurse for 32 years at a GP practice, so I knew a lot of the healthcare professionals. This meant I knew the NHS and where to go for support. You really do have to push for whatever help you need. I'm keen to use that knowledge to help others living locally to get the support they need to live the best possible quality of life. Both Katie and Christine want to develop the group so that it responds to the needs of everyone who attends. Katie said, "I want our new group to be tailored to what people want and what will be most beneficial for them. I've personally seen how much knowledge can help, so I want the group to be a place where people can learn from each other and find out where to go for support and what they can claim for." Upcoming meeting dates for the Bradford Support Group, 14th of March, 11th of April. Want to find out more? We would like to set up support groups in the following locations: Hertfordshire, Lincolnshire, Liverpool and Gloucester. If you are interested in finding out more or would like to volunteer, please email volunteering@pspassociation.org.uk. or visit www.pspassociation.org.uk.